This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Gimel, Mishnayis Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalit, Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon Stam, Reb Shimon Shem Bar Yochai, Shloish Shochol Shulchan Echo, three people that ate at one table. And here it's tastes white after Shloish, the Rashbam says, because the Stam Shulchan has three there for the Zimun. Three people make up a Zimun. They sat and they didn't say anything to the tourists, like they ate from Zivchei Mesim, from Takroibus of Adazara, something that was offered up of Adazara. And the first one, Oymen, why is it Shloisha Sha'ochlu? The first is Oymen, it says Shloisha Sha'ochlu. Like we had the Mishnah previous in Peregimel, Mishnah Gimel, Shnaim She Yoishman, they're sitting. In the present tense, why she'ochlu, they ate already in the past tense. And the Tiferes Yisrael is Masbir, based on the famous Gemara that in Tainus Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that a person is not supposed to talk when he's eating, because the Metzius is that when a person talks, the flap over his windpipe goes up, and the Mela, if he's eating at that moment, the Chas V'Chalila, it could be a dangerous situation that the food particles get caught in the windpipe. So therefore, no talking when we're eating. But after, that's what it's saying, they finished eating, they're in a break in the Suda, or they finished the Suda, waiting for Birchas Hamazon, or whatever it is. But at some point, some juncture in that Suda, when they're not eating, so then there has to be the Vektura set on the Shulchan. If not, it's a Shulchan of Zivchilu Och Bezivchay Meis, and they from Takfuras of Rezorah, Shadama, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Navi ki kol shulchanos moli ki tzoya. All the shulchanos are filled up with piles of tzoya. And this Yeshaya would know was called, it was referring to Takroibus of Rezorah, ki tzoya, and it says, you they ate from this despicable, disgusting thing. Avo shloisha shalach, look at there is the Mishnah, but three people that did eat, Al Shukhan Achl Va'omru all of Dibre Torah. They said Dibre Torah, it's Ki'ilu Achlu. It says, I'm sorry, Koshuos Molus Kiyab, so Bli Mokom, without Hashem there. Bli Mokom means without a Kodesh Bo, and I'm mentioning Hashem, because there's no Dibre Torah. Avashvash Achl, Al Shukhan Achl Va'omru all of Dibre Torah. They said Dibre Torah, Ki'ilu Achlu, Mishulchan Shalom Mokom, Baruch Hu. Then they ate from the table of Hashem himself. It's Ki'ilu, they ate from the Mizbeach. It's the table of Hashem. Hashem Ki'ilu Kavayoch eats from the Mizbeach. We offer our kabbalas kaviyochol. It's kiyu. We're feeding Hashem kaviyochol. What that mean? The kriyul of kabbalah va'oichlam and kekohanim azurichem mishulchan gavoya. So the farshim say it's like kiyu the kohanim azurichem mishulchan gavoya. But the yisoyah dvarim is the shulchan Hashem is the mizbeach, and your shulchan can be transformed into the mizbeach al yidei the fact that you say on divrei Torah and you bring Hakadosh Baruch Hu onto your shulchan and fascinating point of buzzing. You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto your dining room table, your kitchen table, just by saying Divrei Torah, Hashem is there, and it transforms the whole situation, that now your table becomes a Mizbeach. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Yechezkel v'yedaber Eli, and he spoke to me, Zeh HaShulchan HaShlefnei Hashem. This Pasuk is talking about the Mizbeach, and it's called the Shulchan. From here we learn out that there's a Shulchan that's like the Mizbeach, and what is that Shulchan? That's the Shulchan that Divrei Torah said on, says the Meiri, and so says the Gemara in Baruch Nun Hei, and also in Chagiyah Chav Zayin. The Gemara says, Mizman Shabbos Midrash Kayim, Mizbeach Mechapa, and Mizbeach brings all the Kapara. It was Ma'achshav, today, Shulchanoi Shal Odom Mechapa, that's Vayedav Hashem Eilai, Zah Shulchan Shofnei Hashem, the Shulchan of Rosh Mechapa, has the Koechwa Mizbeach Mechapa, but we don't realize that that is. It's such a powerful thing. That your dining room table transforms into a mizbeach, which is mechaper. The Gemara says, "Nachshubas tafiyu and mibeach." Not only mechaper brings panos, it brings all the schus and come from mizbeach. That's the koach of the kapara. Once the kapara, so what prevents us from getting all the hashpa is the averus. So mizbeach was mechaper. It's maize and maziach. The Gemara brings it brings tremendous hashpa toiva. So that's how a person has to realize that it's very, very important to speak to the toiva, especially the Shabbos table, to create that table into a mizbeach. Let's see the Rav. The Rav explains over here. The Rav here is mechash a tremendous chiddush that the pashtus says he has divrei Torah. He says divrei Torah. He says divrei halacha or something. But they show like the Gemara said over there in Tainus that the Gemara says talk is very interesting. The Gemara says The halacha that he taught him was la Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Avinu never died. That was the halacha that they spoke on the Shulchan. The story over there with Rabbi Yitzchak, if I remember. And then he said, all after he finished eating, he told him that the Torah wanted to say on the Shulchan was Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And I think the point of that was that since he was saying such an interesting Devar Torah, interesting chiddush, so when a person hears interesting chiddush, also that could make a person startle and become a little bit all famished, and therefore he could chas v'shalom choke. So that's what he's telling. Sometimes you can say a Devar Torah, and therefore you have to wait to say the Devar Torah until you finish eating. But anyway, l'maisa, the Rav says a chiddush that b'birkas ha'mazon shebefarach on ha'shulchan. The pirus amad you made on the shulchan yoytzi dechavaz yoytzi also yachiv to say the reiter through saying pirus amazin the choshek in the armor of the reiter kach shemati said the rabbi of shemad is chiddush aval chachil chachil you say it's reiter but the if you want to be serving the you have the rabbi the chor to be serving mechon misiv chay meisim takroivus avod zara takroivus avod zara is offerings for Avodah Zarah, that's Zivchei Meitzim, the Sivri Yitzom, the Vapa, where do we see that? Vayoch was Zivchei Meitzim, they said, but they did the Avodah Zarah with the Baal Pa'or. So the Pasuk says, and tell them, they ate from the Zivchei, it's like they ate from the Zivchei Meitzim. Mimala ki Tzoya, Avodah Zarah kruya Tzoya, so it's like also a table full of Tzoya, of Dong, as the Pasuk says, the Avodah Zarah is called Tong, the Chsiv, say Toy Melo, which is Dash and Al-Tzoya, go out and tell them, Bli Mokoyim, they didn't mention the name of Hashem on the table, Baruch Hu, on the Shulchan. That's why this happened. That's why you like you ate from Zivchei Meisim. If you ate, but you do say the Vitara, Shanema, the Pasuk says, then you kilo you ate from Hashem's table, Shanema, Hashem, Miyad. It's right away, because you dive into Vitara, Nikos Shulchan, Shalfnei Hashem. Some says for the beginning of the Pasuk over there, it says who Yoytze, it comes, which we learned out from the Chsiv, the Mizbech ate Sholosh Amos. It says the Mizbech was high 3 Amos. Altigre Amos are the Emois. Yeshem the Mikra. Like an Ema, like a mother, or something, a head. Sholosh, and the Sholosh connected to Torah of Yerukhsuvim, from the Mikra Mishnah Talmud, some says connected Mikra and Mishnah and Talmud. So Tzoron Ladaib and Al Shulchan, you have to say all these things. For us, Kari Shulchash of Ne Hashem, Kach Perish Rashi. This comes out of Chumrah, that the Chor you have to say, Sholosh Kenegan Torah Dibuk Suvin, so it says Mikra Mishnah Vitalman. So you have to speak about these things of the Shulchan. All these things, but you have to speak about these things, and then it's the Shulchan of Lufnei Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.